PolitiFact admits bogus Facebook fact check after Candace Owens challenges false rating. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 30, 2020. Facebook fact checker PolitiFact was forced to issue a correction after conservative commentator Candace Owens challenged the false rating tacked onto a recent video she posted about former Vice President Joe Biden. Correction: PolitiFact originally labeled this video false in our capacity as a third-party fact checker for Facebook, PolitiFact announced last week. On November 20, an appeal to that decision was made on behalf of Ms. Owens. PolitiFact approved the appeal on November 20, determined that a correction was appropriate, and removed the false rating, the statement added. Anybody who understands politics, who passed a basic level of civics knows that right now, in this moment, Joe Biden is literally and legally not the president-elect, said Owens in her video that was falsely fact-checked by PolitiFact. This information cannot be fact-checked, because that is the truth. So they cannot take that off, they cannot censor that. It is a fact, continued Owens in her video. In August, Owens announced that she would be suing Facebook over its blatant censorship after the social media platform demonetized her page following her comments about Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, swearing into Congress in 2017 as an Indian American. I am so excited that we get to watch Kamala Harris, who swore into Congress as an Indian American, now play the I'm a Black a Woman card all the way until November, Owens had quipped on social media. Fun times. At the time, Owens told Breitbart News that big tech censorship issue is real and we haven't done enough to fight it as conservatives. All they, fact checkers, have to do is find one opposite opinion, and they can give you a false rating, Owens explained. You have to send a legal letter every time to get it reversed. Owens took to Twitter on Saturday to celebrate her first victory in the case against the social media giant. Weeks ago, at Facebook censored a post of mine which truthfully stated that if Joe Biden is not the president-elect. So I got lawyers involved. Conclusion? At PolitiFact uncensored the post and admitted that they lied by rating my post false. The fact-checkers are lying for Democrats, tweeted Owens. At 8 months pregnant, I unfortunately cannot fight on the ground alongside patriots like I am used to. But I am taking every measure to fight these communists in the courtroom, she added. It is my goal to expose these lying fact-checkers one by one. At Joe Biden is not the president-elect. Owens also said that she has retained lawyers, including attorney Todd McMurtry, who was on the legal team representing former Covington Catholic High School student Nick Sandman. It is time to fact-check the fact-checkers, said Owens. I'm going to put these suckers through discovery and figure out what the relationship is that they have with Facebook. The conservative firebrand added that she has also launched a website called Fact Check Suck, which people can visit to help support her legal efforts in taking on Facebook's fact-checkers. Our freedoms are being stripped away. The overlords of big tech are determining what Americans can and cannot say, share, like, and post, the site reads. Support our legal efforts today as we fight back against Facebook's fact-checkers, confronting those who are suppressing free speech, thought, and expression across our great country. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.